This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I welcome you to The Voice of Tomorrow, presented each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries is dedicated to teaching and preaching the truths of God's Word about the Kingdom of God, about Jesus Christ, who is the King of that coming Kingdom. And we'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and write down the passages that we're going to read today and study so that you can yourself go back and re-examine the scriptures. Because as the church at Berea in Acts chapter 17 verses 10 and 11 indicate, the Apostle Paul, during one of his missionary journeys, had set up and established churches, and the people of Berea were more noble than some of the people in other cities, because when they heard Paul preach, they studied and re-examined the things that Paul said, and they re-examined them for themselves to analyze what he had said, to make sure that he was teaching the truth. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to write these verses down as we share with you, and I give you these passages to read them again, to re-examine the scriptures so that you yourself can become a student of the Word of God. There are so many people who attend church today and they listen to their pastor, but they don't follow along in God's Word. They hardly even know what some of the names of the books of the Bible are, yet they claim themselves to be Christians. And a Christian needs to be a follower of Jesus Christ. A Christian needs to be a follower of God. But being a follower is doing what they say, following their example and following their commandments. So a kind of a catchphrase that I have often used during my years of ministry is, you can't just sing on Sunday and swing on Monday. You need to be a 7-day-a-week Christian and practice the things that you learn and on Sunday in the message that is given by the preacher, what you might learn in a Sunday school class or in a Bible study. Put those things into practice and live those as an example to people who don't know Jesus Christ. Each of us can be a walking, talking, living gospel for Jesus Christ as they see the life of Christ played out in our life as we walk as Jesus walked, talk as he talked, to share the things that he shared, to act and react to situations the way Jesus reacted, to love others, to meet the needs of others, to act as most people want a Christian to act like. To do these things, to be Christ-like, is to follow Christ's example. And to do otherwise does harm to the name of Christian. So I would hope and pray that you'd become a student of God's Word and to see how Jesus lived and make it a way of life that you practice the things that you see in Scripture. I would like to have you write a passage from the book of Hebrews down today. It's Hebrews chapter 9, and it's verse 27. We're going to spend a couple minutes on this passage today. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the writer of Hebrews says, "And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him." This is a fascinating passage of Scripture, and there's a lot in it that so many don't understand. You know, when in the Garden of Eden, when Eve submitted to the devil's temptation and ate the forbidden fruit, she did so after being tricked by the devil's words. God had said to the man and woman, "You can eat of any tree in the garden except the tree that's in the middle of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And if you eat of that tree, you will die." That's in Genesis 2. When the serpent beguiled Eve, The serpent questioned Eve as to what God had said, and Eve reiterated what God had said, that if you ate of that tree, you would die. The devil turned around and said, "You won't die." And unfortunately, Eve believed the devil in the words that he said. As a result of believing those words and ignoring what God said, she ate the forbidden fruit. And ultimately, what happened? She died. Now, there are two deaths spoken of in Scripture. There is the death that we observe and see around us every day. Friends, loved ones, they have an illness, they have a disease, they have an accident, or they simply grow old, and ultimately you find yourself going to a funeral because the individual has died. There's a verse that I'd like to share with you. Here's another one to write down from the book of Genesis, chapter 47, and it's verse 29. Joseph was in Egypt. He was second in command to the Pharaoh. And he told his brothers, the time drew near for Israel to die, and he called, and this is Jacob. They're in the children of Israel. Jacob is the father of the children of Israel. They're in Egypt under Joseph's command, a second in command. They have come to Egypt. They bought grain and they settled in the area of Goshen. Joseph's father, Jacob, was about to die. His name was also called Israel. And this verse, 29th verse of Genesis 47, it says, the time drew near that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, if now I have found favor in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray, in Egypt. But when I sleep with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in the burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. There was a special burying plot. It was called back in the land of Canaan, where Abraham was buried and Isaac was buried there. And Jacob wanted to be buried in the same place. And he did not want to be buried in Egypt. And he asked that his family would take him back. Notice what the passage says. It's Genesis chapter 47, and specifically verse 30, but the entire section starts with 29. He said, when I sleep with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place. Death in the Bible is compared to a sleep. There's no consciousness, there's no knowledge of the passing of time when death takes place. This is the death that all men die. You go to a funeral, there's a lot of tears often. There's joy sometimes because you realize the individual may have been suffering and they're out of pain. They're in the life of a Christian, you realize that their endurance of the trials and tribulation here are over. And so often there's joy, even though there's sadness too, because they're no longer in our midst and around us where we can converse and share with them. This verse in Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. In the Gospel of John, and another passage for you to write down, the Gospel of John in chapter 5, Jesus talks about a resurrection, and resurrection is coming back to life. Jesus has not done this yet at this point as we're reading. Later on, he dies, and he's buried in the tomb, and he comes back to life after 3 days. But in John chapter 5, Jesus is speaking. I want you to write down verse 28 and 29. Jesus says, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in the which all who are in the tombs, King James says, in the grave, will hear his voice, and will come forth those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life, and those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. There is a time of resurrection when those who have died will be brought back to life. And Jesus says in John chapter 5, those that have done good will be brought forth to a resurrection of life. Those that have committed evil deeds will be resurrected to a resurrection of judgment, where they will stand and answer for the evil deeds that they've committed. That's John chapter 5. Now, back in Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 27, it says, it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this comes judgment. So this is what the Bible teaches, that at the end of our life, whatever the cause for the end of our life happens to be, at the end of our life, we will eventually be raised. In the book of Genesis, as we read from Genesis 47, Jacob, near the end of his life, called his son Joseph, and he said, if I found favor, deal kindly with me. He said, when I sleep with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt. Death that we see around us today is compared in the Bible to a sleep. And there's going to be a resurrection following when Jesus returns. We'll look more into this as we continue our study next week. I encourage you to tune in to The Voice of Tomorrow and for you to continue studying the Scriptures. Write these verses down, and I commit them to you to study, to read them, to re-examine them. If you have questions, write to me at the address that's given at the end of this broadcast. May God bless as you continue to become a student of God's Word.